It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Queasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Queasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Queasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Queasy Report is brought to you by Rihanna's outfit. No explanation, just Google it. Once again, no explanation, just Google it. In Chris Home, everybody, news, singer Chris Brown has been released from jail after serving 130 days on a 180-day sentence. The embattled crooner was released from the Los Angeles County Jail just after midnight on Monday. Breezy, as he's known out here in these streets, has been in jail since March. He was ordered to be held after being expelled from a court-ordered rehabilitation facility. He had been ejected from the facility for violating the no doing the nasty in the treatment facility rule. In a statement, Chris Brown said that he has had enough of jail and ain't never going back. He said that he has braided enough hair to last him a lifetime. He is coming out with a line of stationery this fall that already has the words, "I hope this letter finds you physically well, mentally well, and emotionally well. I am doing well under my current circumstances of incarceration." You will remember that Chris Brown was locked up in a cell next to James DeBarge. That's L DeBarge and Chico DeBarge and Bunny DeBarge, older brother, and the father of Janet Jackson's secret children. Anyway, upon getting released, James DeBarge grabbed Chris Brown by the hand and told Chris that he had an obligation to make light-skinned brothers all over the country proud. He said that he, Al B. Shore, Jeffrey Wright, Terrence Howard, and the rest of the National Light Skin Alliance were counting on him. James also awkwardly added, "Don't smoke no crack." I'm sorry, James DeBarge. And she could get a man, but she won't keep a man news. Old Jennifer Lopez is reportedly severing all ties with her little cougar cub, Casper Smart. Now, if you didn't know, the American Idol judge and movie star has been dating her 27-year-old choreographer for 3 years. She started seeing him after her divorce from mega superstar husband Mark Anthony. They say he was cheating. Anyway, the mother of two is leaving him after he tried to pick up a transgendered woman on social media. My question is, why is everybody cheating on J-Lo? She should have stayed with Diddy. Yeah, he cheating, but you could have got some of that Ciroc money. But no, you dating the choreographer, and he has friends. Mm-hmm. What's going on out here when beautiful women can't keep a man? While we at it, I'm going to think the same question of the goddess Halle Berry or the beautiful Kim Kardashian with her fine ass. Must be something. Beautiful and alone. Mm-mm-mm. We need to redefine beauty to include likability. Because I can go to any black mall on any given weekend and see tons of quote-unquote unattractive women with a man. Not only with a man, but with a man that done gave up his check for the week. You see him too. Don't act like y'all don't see him. Go stand at a Cinnabon on Saturday and watch how many quote-unquote overweight black women walk up with a man who wouldn't rather be anywhere else. Oh, Frank, if you ain't never been fed hot Cinnabon by Big Shirley naked on a polar bear rug, you ain't never really lived. Hey, that's the Queasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Queasy Report with Joe Claire
and the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.